Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I love hosting this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart and soul that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Lyra Starr. She's an ethereal contortionist and renowned mystical movement artist. She sprinkles a bit of magic amongst her performance art to the celestial tune of her own original electronic indie folk pop music. Fearlessly, Starr follows her tenacious inner voice, drawing on profoundly personal lyrics and transcendent melodies to craft a beautifully dreamy, transmundane sound all her own. With the whimsical, sweeping sonics of Imogen Heap and the tonality of Tori Amos, this mesmerizing songstress is releasing her first single and the title track off her upcoming EP, Scars, set to release early 2023 in the summer.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Lyra?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Doing well. So thank you for doing this. And it's an honor to have you on the show.
It's an honor to be on the show. I'm super, super stoked.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in the world of music and singing and some of the stuff you're doing.
Well, I did grow up in Nashville, Tennessee. So I guess I, from a young age, I was living in a place that had a lot of music. And I first really got started, I mean, I guess I took piano lessons from a very young age. Like I started in like third grade taking piano lessons. I always loved to sing even when I was a child. And then I started creating my own songs. What happened is I got tired of playing classical music. So I quit piano lessons because I just didn't want to do it anymore. But then I started just sounding out songs that I liked, just doing a lot of stuff by ear. And Tori Amos was a major influence for me. Like that album, Little Earthquakes, was like life-changing for me. I remember I would listen to it over and over and over again. And I first started sounding out songs from that album, and then it progressed into making my own compositions and going back to taking music piano lessons specifically for composition. I also took some guitar lessons to pick up another instrument when I was in high school. And my senior year of high school, I kind of started dabbling in songwriting a little bit and continued that through college, just here and there. But it was really about, I want to say like 8 years ago, maybe, when I just all of a sudden was like, I need to be doing music. And I, you know, got back into really honing in on songwriting and played my first open mic night. I was living in Santa Rosa, California at the time. And I remember my first open mic night was so terrifying, and my voice was shaking, and like my friends were there to support me, but I was so scared. But something in me told me that I needed to keep doing it. Like I was like, this is a way that I can express myself, you know, through this music, through my words, through the sounds. And so I just kept at it, and everything just kind of unfolded from there. And then in 2018, I released my first album, like a full-length 10-song album. And that was when I was still living in the Bay Area. And then I was really proud of those songs, but I was also a very new artist and didn't really know what I was doing. But I felt like I needed to be in a place where there were more opportunities where I could kind of, you know, go a little bit further with my music. So that's when I decided to move to LA.
Awesome.
And that was, yeah, like 5 years ago. So, and then everything just kind of kept unfolding from there.
And you're clearly not running away from LA, right? You're doing okay there?
I'm doing okay. I mean, it's a beast of a city, let me tell you. It is not for the faint of heart in the performing arts world or in the music industry, even in the fitness world, because I'm also a yoga and Pilates instructor. And like, yeah, I mean, everything is hustle, hustle, hustle. You know, it's very competitive, but there's also a lot of great creative energy here. And so as an artist, that is really fulfilling.
Yeah, that's really cool. Tell us about your songwriting process.
So for me, I don't sit down and say to myself, like, I need to write a song. They just kind of come. Like, a lot of it will come from emotional experience, or I'll have a melody, like, so I'll have something like a chord progression or something on the piano that I like a lot, and then the words will come later. Like, it's a pretty organic process for me, to be honest. Like, I'm not one of those songwriters that sits down and is like, a lot of Nashville songwriters are like that. Like, they're just like, I just want to write the next hit song. And so they will carve out time for like songwriting specifically, and they sit there. And, but for me, it's a really organic process. Like, to be honest, I haven't written a song, in months and months. Like, I think the last song I wrote was probably like, maybe during the pandemic. But I don't stress about that either. Like, I'm kind of like, well, I'm in a, like, cause I've been so focused on like the recording and the releasing of this EP that's coming out. So I just haven't been in create mode. But I don't stress about it. I'm like, that's where I'm at right now. So
just do your thing, right?
It's
pretty cool. I have to tell you, I hear all these different people. I write every day. You have to write every day. I'm kind of like you. There are times when I can't stop writing, but there's times when I don't write anything for a week. And I feel like you just gotta, either approach is fine. Me personally, I know that I have so many songs on my computer, you know, in my bucket list. So I don't feel like this pressure that I have to write today, or I'm going to, you know, not know what to release in a month. So I think to each their own.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone has their own process and their own like goals as, you know, as an artist. And for me, like I've really come to kind of realize that my goal as an artist is, yes, to get my music out there, but also to get my performing art thing out, like the contortion thing out there. And so I don't really stress about constantly needing to release new music. Like, it's okay to have gaps because I can do like a music videos in between to kind of combine the two art forms and stuff. And I also don't like to put a lot of pressure on myself because I put pressure on myself about too many things. So it's better if I have something like songwriting that just kind of like comes naturally when the timing is right.
Okay. Tell us about your inspiration.
Musically?
Anything you want to tell us. Musically, personally, all of the above, none of the above, anything you want to tell us.
All right. As I mentioned earlier, Tori Amos is a huge inspiration for me musically. I just think she's amazing. I think she's so creative. I've always loved the landscapes that she paints with her words. And then she's an incredible pianist, obviously. So she's a major inspiration for me musically, for sure. And then I also take inspiration from nature, the natural world, to be quite honest. I find a lot of beauty and intricacy and imagery that comes from nature. I feel like those are kind of my main inspirations, just generally speaking, as far as music and just dance and art. I'm kind of like a slow moving, vibey sort of artist. Like, I'm not writing like really intense, like hardcore punk or anything like that. Like, that's not really my genre.
But you could if you wanted to, right?
Maybe I could if I wanted to. I don't know.
That's I've never right.
tried something like that. It would be an interesting experiment.
Yeah.
A challenge for sure.
So tell us about this contortionist thing. How'd you get started in that? That sounds cool. It's different. Obviously, me personally, I think of Pink when I would see her doing some of her acrobatics and stuff a few years ago. So that's kind of cool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a lot of it came through my yoga practice, to be quite honest. I only started doing contortion when I moved to LA, because when I moved down here, I already had a lot of flexibility and skills that I had learned through yoga. And people were like, oh, like, you should look into performing because you can do all these crazy things with your body. And I was like, yeah, maybe I will. And I mean, I love putting on a costume. I love expressing myself, and I love movement. Like, movement is a huge passion of mine. Like, movement and music are my two greatest passions, I feel like. And especially movement. Like, I don't go, like I said, I'll go like sometime without playing music or out without doing songs, but I move my body every day. And the contortion thing came when I moved to LA. I just kind of started delving into that art form a little bit more specifically. And I am self-trained. I took a couple of classes, but they add up and they get really expensive. So I just am mostly like kind of looking at videos, seeing what other contortionists are doing. And then I work for a couple of entertainment companies, and then I do private like events and freelance and sometimes burlesque shows. And it's just really helped me to grow artistically, to use my movement as a form of expression in addition to the music thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool if you have the skill set to watch things and be able to replicate that. That's a huge advantage.
I can't always. Sometimes I see things and I'm like, whoa. And I can't, I'm like, I will never get that skill probably.
Okay.
But yeah, like generally speaking, I do watch a lot of it. And you have to be so mindful in your own body. And sometimes like I'll try something and I'll be like, yeah, I'm not there yet. Or, you know, like I need to train this more or open this up more in my body in order to get there. So it's an interesting process to go through self-training. Takes a lot of discipline too.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. What about this song? What inspired it? Scars. Sounds like a personal story there.
Yeah. So this song, now it has like a lot more meaning to me even than when I wrote it. But I actually wrote it during the pandemic when all of those, like the fires were happening in California and everything just seemed like bleak, like really bleak. But I also, I don't know, like I had this in me just sort of believing that we can make beauty out of pain. And sometimes you have to experience like painful things to have something beautiful come out of it. And I do think that during that time, you know, a lot of people were going inwards and kind of like recognizing things within themselves. But ultimately the song is about like all of us as humans have scars of many kinds. Like many of them are internal, you know, not visible on the surface. And like, that unites us as humanity. Like we all have these things and like traumas that we've experienced, but that makes us who we are. And that's, you know, that's essentially what the song is about. Like we are, you know, and if we can come together and with, you know, more love and acceptance, you know, beautiful things can happen. And it has extra special and more of a meaning to me now, even than when I wrote it, because I've had a couple of skin cancer scares in the past year where I had like a melanoma removed and I have a massive like 3-inch scar on my back. And that's actually where my inspiration for the cover art and the video came from, to use the gold foil makeup to be, you know, kind of creating like obviously the foil makeup is a beautiful thing and scars are beautiful. You know, it's like we look at them and like, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have this horrible like aberration on my body. And it's hard when you're a performing artist and like, I, you know, my body is visible when I'm on stage performing, you know, and I do modeling as well. You know, it's just, it was like a mental emotional thing. But then I was like, no, you know what, that scar that has a story now. And it's, you know, it's part of who I am and everyone has those. It's just not everyone has them visible on the surface of their skin, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's part of, we all have a story and we've all gone through unique challenges, but yeah, you're so right in that you're paranoid about this scar. And the older I've gotten, I just last month had a song called Another Surgery for all the surgeries I've had. So I think we kind of realize, and at some point, everyone has an event where they realize, okay, my life is not going to be a perfect fairy tale, and they get over it. And then they have a second or third or fourth event that really drives that home. And I think it's just part of us being mature. Yeah, and it's our story. It is what it is. And if you're proud of it, if people are calling us disfigured because we have a scar, whatever it is, that's really their problem more than ours.
Yeah. And I do think that everyone's story is beautiful. Like, I do think that there is just we're so like humans are such unique creatures and like just the emotion, the expanse of the emotions that we can feel in and of itself is a beautiful thing. So the song is not meant to be like sad or it's actually meant to be a hopeful song, you know, about the beauty of all of that and the human experience.
I'll tell you what, let's take a listen. We'll come back and talk. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Awesome. All right, everybody, check this out.
Fires are burning, skies are turning, orange, black to blue. The world spins,
Well, that's a very powerful song. Thank you for sharing it with our audience tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. So what do you have in the works? Anything that you're working on currently?
Currently, all of my energy and focus is on this EP release. Obviously, the song Scars is out now. And then the full EP, which is four songs, is coming out on May 19th. So what is that, in like a little less than a month? So I've got that coming out, and right now my energies are focused in planning my release show for that, as well as I just shot the music video for Scars a couple of weeks ago. So I am in the editing process right now, and that is going to come out on May 26th. So 1 week after the EP release. So that is where all of my energy is right now. I think once the EP drops and the music video drops and I kind of have some time to decompress from that, then I will dive back into, you know, back into my music thing and hopefully, you know, diving into recording my next single. But for now, all of my energy is fully on this EP, this EP release.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You said my music thing, and I'm thinking that sounds like a song, you know?
It could be a song. Yep. Right.
Yep. Who is your biggest inspiration musically? And of course you can't say me, you got to pick someone else.
Oh man.
I know it's tough. I'm mean like that, but.
Dang, you put me on the spot now. I think I mentioned this early. I mean, Tori Amos is probably one of my biggest musical influences for sure. Tori Amos, also Radiohead. Radiohead is one of my favorite artists. I started listening to them. The Bends was actually the first album that I got when I was in high school, and then I got Pablo Honey, but I have all of their albums. I love what they do musically. I think it's incredible that each album is so unique, and they've also really grown and changed artistically over the years. Like, what the kind of music that they are producing now is not the same as what they did, you know, in their early years. And I think that's really cool, but they're still creating great, great music.
Yeah.
But they've evolved, you know, and I like artists that don't just like stay in one thing, you know, but they can still find success, but they can change their sound, you know, they can kind of, because they're, I guess anyone that's talented enough, can, you know, succeed even if they do change their sound to some degree. But yeah, those are my two like huge, biggest musical influences. And also in the past year, I've gotten a little bit more into artists like FKA Twigs, because she is also a movement artist. And I, you know, some of her music videos combine like her pole dancing and her music. So artists like that have been a little bit more of a recent inspiration for me as well.
Now explain to us where you want people to go buy your stuff, stream it. Where can they hook up with you?
All my music, I use DistroKid for distribution. So that puts all of my songs and music out on all of the streaming platforms. I mean, the one main one that I use is Spotify, and a lot of people I know use Spotify, but then it's also on Apple Music. It's on iTunes. Like, all of my music is available on all of those platforms. So yeah, people can listen on whichever one is their drug of choice. and I just want people to hear the songs, you know, and to, yeah. So it doesn't matter to me what streaming platform you use, as long as you're listening and maybe sharing with others.
Absolutely right. Like, share, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. That's all we tell people, right? Yeah. Okay. The last question for this show. How do you get past the typical mistakes that us songwriters make in this business?
How do I get past them?
Yeah.
I mean, I've made so many mistakes, but I think that's part of the process, is you have to make mistakes to learn. You know, I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I didn't make mistakes. I think especially when I first moved to LA, I didn't know what everything was super overwhelming. And I was like, I got to go out to all the shows. I got to do all the things. I got to go to all the open mic nights and like play out all the time. And then I was booking shows where they basically make you like pay to play. Never do that. These promoters are just awful. So it's been a learning. And I think the pandemic really gave me an opportunity to kind of back off of all of that a little bit. And I don't so much feel the need. I mean, I think it's important. Like, it is important to go out and like see other musical shows, and support other artists and network and introduce yourself, for sure. Especially if you're brand new to a place, but now I've sort of like dialed that back a little bit. And my goal is to focus more on the recording of the music and getting it out there that way, and creating my music videos, and also using my songs as backing tracks for when I perform contortion at like shows and things like that. And I feel like that is the best way. That's just the best way for me as an artist to thrive, I believe, at this point in time, you know. But I had to make lots of mistakes and stumble my way along before I kind of like came to that conclusion. And I think every artist and singer-songwriter is different too. And so, cause I know some people, like, I know there's some artists that, and I did busking when I first moved to LA. Like, I would play music on the streets, and I know some people that would like make a living doing that. They would just go and like busk constantly, like play outdoors. They would play their originals. They would play, cover songs. And a lot of artists will do that, or they'll play events where they're just playing cover songs so they can make money. That's not really what I want to do artistically, especially because I have the two things. I have the contortion and the music. So
yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, I don't feel like I bypassed any. I feel like I experienced the mistakes that I needed to experience to get where I am today.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, awesome. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. This was very informative, and I think the audience will love what you're doing.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me. I'm super grateful.
You're welcome. So, thank you to all the listeners out there for listening to the two of us. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
The crowd howling outside, my doubts spin in my mind. I tried to keep them all inside, but now they know. They know my deepest fears, my thoughts, my pain, my tears. And if they scream or if they cheer, they'll never get to me. Now I'm free, I'm standing here. Doesn't matter what you want, let the thunder rage on. And now I'm free, standing here. Doesn't matter what you say, my music's gonna play. The silence doesn't bother me. The silence doesn't bother me today. The silence didn't bother me yesterday. The silence never bothered me anyway. For me are gone. Put all my heart into my songs, my true colors show. I don't care what they say, won't let them change my ways. Won't take it even one more day, you'll never get to me. Now I'm free, I'm standing here. Doesn't matter what you want, let the thunder rage on and on. And now I'm free, standing here. Doesn't matter what you say, my music's gonna play. The silence doesn't bother me. The silence doesn't bother me today. The silence didn't bother me yesterday. The silence never bothered me anyway. Stronger than ever, I will never stand down. No, never, no, never. I will rise up much stronger than ever. I will never stand down. No, never, no, never. I will rise up much stronger than ever. I will never stand down. No, never, no, never. I will rise up much stronger than ever. I will never stand down. No, never, never. The silence doesn't bother me. The silence doesn't bother me today. The silence didn't bother me yesterday. Never bothered me anyway. The silence doesn't bother me. The silence doesn't bother me today. The silence didn't bother me yesterday. The silence never bothered me anyway.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.